Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
is
a miracle.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. Hey! Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big.
Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you this morning on behalf of Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford and the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Let us look to the Lord this morning. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God, and he's our God. Father God in heaven, we just thank you. I thank you this morning for waking us. I thank you, Father, that your word tells us that you neither sleep nor do you slumber. And I thank you, Father, that you kept good watch over us last night and that you woke us, invited us into this glorious, glorious day that we have never seen before. Father, we give this day over to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for this privilege and the opportunity that the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and Apostle Bradford provides for those across the globe to be able to call in and to hear a word, Father, that ministers to them, Father, that helps us to be able to continue to grow up into our full salvation in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you open the ears of your children, my brothers and sisters, this morning to receive from you, Father. I just thank you, God, that you love us with an everlasting love. And I thank you, Father, that the plans that you have for us are for good, not for evil, to give us a hope, a future, and an expected end. And I thank you, God, that you who have begun a good work in us, that you will completed, that we will see it, hallelujah, as we continue to press towards the mark, no matter what life brings, Father, no matter what we encounter, that as we continue to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, Father, that you are faithful to perform your word, Father, on our behalf. I thank you, Father, for spiritual partnership with you, Father, that as we step in the natural, Father, that your spiritual gets on it and the spiritual partnership, the alignment, Father, makes us effective for you in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Father, I want you to know that I love you and I know my brothers and sisters love you and I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. I just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for trusting me with a word for your people. I pray all of these things in the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen and amen. I want to welcome everyone again this morning to the Life Word Kingdom Ministry Prayer Call. And again, on behalf of Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford this morning, I am your host, Tanya Norwood, and I count it a privilege and an honor to be with you this morning. Welcome to our visitors and welcome to our global audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And so this morning, I'm going to be sharing with you And I want to say that I am a part of a year-long mentee program with my church. I have to give a shout-out to my church, Victory in Christ Christian Center. We're located in Westville, New Jersey. And our pastors are Bishop John and Aisha Edmondson. I am blessed to be a part of that ministry, and I'm equally as blessed to have been introduced to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and to Apostle Bradford many, 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 many years ago. And it is because of her that the gifts that God has given me are being developed. She is equipping and empowering me. She is helping us to raise up training for reigning, hallelujah, in the earth. And so I thank God for this precious woman of God. And so as I was saying a moment ago, I'm in a year-long mentee program with my church, and I'm actually the mentee. I need some help, you all. And so I availed myself to the program because it's so important that once we invite Jesus into our heart as Savior, that we learn to make God Lord over every area of our lives. And the mentee program is just an extension of that. And so for the month of April, we were assigned to watch a video hosted by C.C. Winans. And in that video, it was called Generations, A Conversation on Emotional Health. And her guest was Dr. Anita Phillips. There was so much rich content with her conversation, C.C. Winans, her conversation with her sisters, her daughter, and Dr. Anita. And as I was watching the video, I was thinking about how God would develop a message that I could minister to others to help them begin their healing, to grow through what we are going through, to be whole in mind, body, and soul, to be able to live the abundant life that he has called us to in John 10:10, Part B. And for me, when I learn something, it's all about sharing what I learn. I like to say sharing is caring. And I know God is a healer of emotional and mental illness, because he healed me. He healed me from depression and from the chemical imbalance that I was told that I had in my brain. And during that period of time, I stood on the verse, and I encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever you see happening in the world, whatever concerns you, go into the Word of God and find a verse and stand on it until the manifestation. And I stood on John 8:36, whom God sets free is free indeed. My father didn't create me in my mother's womb coming out on any medication, and I was determined, even though I went on medication, that I was not going to live on medication for the rest of my life, because I was called, we are called to an abundant life. And so I held fast to John 8:36, whom God sets free is free indeed. I want healing, freedom for all those that I come in contact with. Because God, our Father, he has called us to the abundant life. And in order to live the abundant life that he has called us to, in the midst of all that we are facing in our lives, as it relates to ourselves, those that we are connected to, situations that we face, situations that others we are connected to, that they face, it requires us to be whole 100%. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And we can begin. And begin today. I want to encourage everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, or should you hear this on replay. Now, Dr. Anita, she's very, very powerful, anointed, blessed woman of God, spirit-bearing witness with spirit. And she is a trauma therapist. She said she was raised in the church with the Bible and tongues. And if you're not familiar with what tongues is, we call that speaking in our heavenly language, because for the believer, earth as we know it is not our permanent home. We are just foreigners passing through. Heaven is our home, and in heaven we have a heavenly language, if I can explain it to you in that way. And so she said that's what she was taught, the Bible and tongues. And she shared in the conversation that we have to understand that there are many components that need to be addressed in a person's life with the Word of God at the forefront. So if it's God's will, not if, it is God's will that we be whole, we be healed, and we be prosperous. And when we make statements, we always want to be able to back them up in the Word of God. 3 John, verse 2, not to be confused with St. John, 3 John, verse 2, which is near Revelations in the back of our Bible, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health." It says health. I like to say good health, even as thy soul prospereth. So brings us, and I'm sure you would agree, yes, yes, and yes, life brings challenges. From how we grew up to what we are facing today, on that spectrum, that continuum, there are so many challenges. Our family is a blessing. However, it's not always easy interacting with them. And some people, I know years ago at a hospital in my area, I would go to the hospital volunteer and sit and rock a little crack cocaine babies because they were born to a mother who had an addiction. And so they didn't get a good start from the very beginning. So, yeah, challenges even out of our mother's womb. And so I would, you know, rock the baby because that's skin-to-skin contact. And we need that. Babies need that. We need that as individuals. God didn't create us to live as an island. And so, again, family, a blessing, sometimes difficult from the moment people are born. We want to keep in mind that absence of conflict would make it impossible to grow. I want to say that one more time because I don't know about you, but a lot of times I'd like to just not have any conflict. But we must keep in mind that the absence of conflict would make it impossible to grow. The whole definition of love in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, shows us that there is conflict. It starts off in verse 6 saying that love is very patient, not just patient, but very patient. If someone or a situation never got on our nerves, we would not have to be patient. It's easy to love when people love us or have not offended us, but what is that? Anybody can love someone who's good to them. The Bible says we are to love our enemies, to do good to those who despitefully use us, hurt us. Now, that's another entire level to grow in. Given the struggles that you and I have gone through, and we're using the Word, if we know God, we're using the Word of God, we're going in, we're finding those verses that speak to what we're going through, we're praying, we're talking to God, we're declaring what the Word says, we're fasting, which means that we're refraining from just to be able to hear more clearly, get direction. You know, we're in church, we're going to hear a word. Faith comes by hearing, for the fellowship to be built up. We're, you know, staying in a posture of praise. And as we're in our struggles, is that enough? Are we well-equipped using these spiritual tools, or is there something that is missing? In years past, our parents, the church, stood on these things that I just mentioned, and as my older sister says often, and persevered through the struggles. I know everything, I believe it with all of my heart, that we need to be whole is included in Scripture. Yet, how do we walk out the Word in our struggles? The Bible tells us again in 3 John 2 that God wants us spiritually whole. What does that look like? After we go to the Word for help, are we meditating on the Word so God can speak to us after we go to the Word, are we sitting there with our paper, our pen, our cell phone with the note section open, quiet, just listening? Do we understand the Word? Do you understand what you're reading so that you can actually do it? Letting His Word come alive inside of us, doing what the Word says as the solution or solutions for what we need. Or are we staying in a state of being anxious, fearful, worried, trying to figure out what we are going to do to deal with the situation to come up? When we are going through, is God and His Word really our all in all? You know, we say that a whole lot, but is He really our all in all? Do we really trust Him as we say we do? And do we really trust what His Word says? Testings and trials are good because we can see where our faith level really is. To thyself be true. Testings and trials make us stronger. It's the Word coming alive in a real situation that we are confronted with versus us just reading the Word, which, to be honest with you, we don't like. I'll speak for myself, all those trials and tests. Testings and trials are our opportunity to really trust what we say we believe, to literally walk it out, believe what we believe. How do we take care of ourselves emotionally and mentally? After we exhaust all of our spiritual tools, the Word of God, prayer, fasting, being at church and fellowship, a posture of praise, there is no change. There's no change. Now what? Dr. Anita was very careful in her conversation to translate what the Word of God is saying to what people deal with emotionally and mentally, to be able to bridge the two components, the emotional side and the spiritual side. This was very powerful right here. Dr. Anita said, when we are overwhelmed emotionally in a deep distressing emotional place, we can be damaged spiritually. It's powerful. I'm going to say that again. When we are overwhelmed emotionally with whatever we're facing in a deep distressing emotional place, we can be damaged spiritually. Then we try to fix what's happening spiritually. Damage was emotional. So why fix the spirit and leave the emotion broken, which is what caused the damage in the first place? We need to fix ourselves emotionally as well, because that will protect us spiritually. When we are emotionally healthy, we are in a position to be more powerful spiritually. And I know firsthand. Nobody has to tell me that. I have lived it, and I know firsthand that that statement is true. When we are emotionally healthy, we are in a position to be powerfully, spiritually effective. Dr. Anita said, for years, counseling was frowned upon, a no-no in the church at large, because it was feared that what would be introduced, the perspective or perspectives in the counseling sessions, therapy sessions, would go against. It was feared that it would go against the Word of God and what it said, the Word, about how we were to live our lives. She said that she respects the protectiveness of the church, the fact that the people would suffer versus risking their relationship with Jesus. She went on to say, however, that people, you and I, we don't have to choose between spiritual well-being and emotional well-being. We can have them both. That's some good news. That's some very, very good news. In Romans chapter 7, I'm going to ask you, make that request that at some point today, you read Romans 7, chapter 7 in its entirety. In verses 15 through 25, Paul is speaking, and he gives us a snapshot. He says, what I would do, I don't. And what I don't do is what I don't want to do is the very thing that I do. And Dr. Anita said, consider for a moment this thought is not just about sinning, but about an internal struggle between our mind, choices to serve God, and our body, which includes our brain, and that they are warring against each other, the mind and the brain. Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 23 from the Living Bible paraphrase says, but there is something else deep within me in my lower nature that is at war with my mind. Dr. Anita says our brain and our mind are not the same thing. Our brain is a member which is in its fallen state because of sin and is fighting against our mind. Joyce Meyer wrote a book, Battlefield of the Mind. That's why we are instructed in Romans 12:2 to renew our minds. Paul, many times, who was writing in Romans, Paul many times fell short like us. He was taken captive. He was anxious when he didn't want to be, distressed when he didn't want to be, frustrated when he didn't want to be. He had Christ in his mind, but the brain, the fallen member because of sin, was warring against his mind. Dr. Anita described mental illness as law in the member, body, brain, warring. That war can be so strong, and she described it as nuclear war. Think about war. Wars are all around us, and people are fighting, right? They've got guns and things they drive in that shoot. But just think about how devastating a nuclear war would be. It takes us captive. I know in my own personal life it took me captive. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:1 that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, which means we can be struggling emotionally, have a mental illness, and we don't have to live under condemnation because of it. We need to be able to have our emotions and acknowledge them without feeling condemned or not heard or that we are not growing in the things of the Lord. We are not sinning for feeling. We are not sinning for feeling because we're having these emotions. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry. That's an emotion. And sin not. How do we take care of ourselves emotionally and mentally? It is important to be able to explain what we are feeling and experiencing. Counseling, therapy provides an avenue to do so. Dr. Anita said that therapists study the pattern behavior of the way people behave. So I'm going to encourage you, if you've got some things going on, strongly consider, along with the spiritual component, that peace that God has given us as well, counseling, therapy. Just if you had a problem with your heart, you would go to the cardiologist, the heart doctor. When something is going on just normally, you go to your primary care physician. Counseling therapy is just yet another extension to ensure our wholeness and that we live the abundant life that he has called us to. Now, I'm going to caution you to vet the Christian counselor and ask for a Christian counselor. They're coming more and more on the scene. I know that my husband and I have gone to a Christian counselor for couples counseling, and I've gone recently to Christian counseling, and so your insurance they provide for it. Make sure to get the right counsel, wise counsel. Psalms chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. I'm going to read it in its entirety because I like what happens when we don't do the first part of what verse 1 says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. and in the law doth he meditate night and day. So again, you've got to be able to do the spiritual. You want to be able to do the spiritual. It's a privilege to do the spiritual and then pull in the natural. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be. This is what happens as a result of being in that word and getting additional help, this abundant life that I'm talking about. In John 10:10, we will be, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth for you doeth shall prosper. That's some good news right there. That's some very good news. That just means that you'll have a good life. There will be no good thing that God will withhold from us as we're walking upright before him. It will be his good pleasure to have us in good health and prosperous as our soul is prospering. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all thy getting. Get understanding. Proverbs 4:7. I know my struggle was real. My struggle was real. I was in counseling for years, well over 20. However, for me, I was doing the natural piece, but I wasn't tapping in spiritually. And you need the combination of the two. And you have to be all in. Can't be straddling the fence, dibbling and dabbling, hitting it, quitting it, all in for complete healing. And I thank God today. I thank God for victory in my mind and in my brain. And I am not on any medicine. And John 8:36 is true. Whom God sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory to God. Our Heavenly Father, the great physician, has provided us with his word for emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual healing. Let us dive deep into his word to heal our mind, spirit, body, and relationships. And let us heal the emotional, mental side of ourselves with counsel and therapy as well. In all our getting, let us get understanding. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for this message. I thank you, Father, that as I did my assignment and I listened to the conversation, you opened up my ear and you ministered to me first. And I said, like Jesus said to Peter, the devil wants to sift you, but not so, Peter. I prayed for you. And after you deny me and feel some kind of way and have to work through all of that, you will. And then I want you to reach back for your brothers and your sisters. And that's what I wanted to do as I listened to that conversation. And so I thank you, Father, that you developed that message. And I pray, God, that you made it clear for those under the sound of my voice this morning and those that will hear it at a future time, that they can have wholeness, complete and total wholeness. It's not an and or. It's together, that they can have wholeness, spiritual wholeness, which is most important, and then in the natural, Father. And I just thank you, Father. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that all that we need is found in your word, and then you've given us that practical peace in the earth that we can tap in. Let us not just be hearers of the word. Let us be doers of the word, Father. Let us not just be hearers of the word. Let us be doers, and let us begin, Father. Let us take the baby step to begin. And Father, as we begin, Father, you will come alongside of us and you will walk, Father, so that we can walk through and walk out anything that we have experienced in our lives. It does not matter. It does not matter. It does not have to hold us in bondage or captivity. for the rest of our lives. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie from the pit of hell. It doesn't matter whether our mother or father forsook us, whether they left us, or in my case, I was abandoned. I know my mother loved us, and she didn't mean to leave us, Father, but she died. You called her home. She died, but you promised that you would never leave us nor to forsake us. And so, Father, help us to help ourselves, to help us to participate in our own rescue. Father, you are there for us. You've equipped us with all that we need. We need to do our part. And I pray that my brothers and sisters, I pray that I myself would just continue to do the work, continue to do the work. And as we do the work, Father, we will continue to be able to heal and mature, as you said in 1 Corinthians 13, that when we were babes, we thought as babes, we processed as babes, but at some point we put away childish things and we were able to process and move as adults, Father, mature, seasoned. And so I thank you, Father, that you do that for my brothers and sisters, that what I shared with them this morning is just a beginning for them to be able to take hold of all that you have for them. For you tell us in your word in Jeremiah 29:11 that you know the plans that you have for us, and these plans are not for evil. They are not for evil. You love us. You love us with an everlasting love. You say, oh, that we would be able to understand, comprehend how fast is your love for us. And you said we really wouldn't. But you said, oh, that we would know how wide and long, how high and deep is your love for us. And because you love us so much, in that manner demonstrated that you sent your son, that the plans that you have for us, the plan is not for evil. It is for good, to give us a hope, a future, and an expected end. And I thank you, God, that you do just that. I thank you, God, that you do just that for my brothers and sisters. I pray all of these things in the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen and amen. And so as we conclude, if you were listening and you were like, what she says I want, but I don't know how to do what she says. I don't have that relationship that she's talking about. I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship. And so I want to invite you, to give you an invitation to know Jesus, to know our Father God, so that you will be able to take hold of what you heard this morning and be able to implement the natural along with the spiritual into your life and begin to become a whole. And it's a very simple process. It's just acknowledging that we've done some things wrong. Yes, sin. The Bible says that we were born in sin because of what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, as we read our Bible. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, just means more sin. And so we acknowledge that, and we ask Jesus to come into our heart. We just came out of the holy season where resurrection occurred. Jesus went to the cross. He died upon the cross. They buried him in the grave, and then he came back to life. And so we invite him into our life as Savior. Revelations 3:20 says, behold, he's standing at the door and knocking. It's not the physical door of your house, your apartment. It's the door of your heart. He wants to make right what was wrong, what was done in the garden. He wants to make what was right, wants to make that right. And he sent his son Jesus as just to do that for us. And now we have to invite Jesus in. He's standing at the door of your heart, and he's asking you to open the door. And when you open the door, and opening the door just simply means saying, yes, I want you, Jesus, to come into my heart. That verse says, then he will come in. He will come in. And so this morning, I invite you to ask Jesus into your heart as Savior. And once you do that, so simple, not complex, not spooky or goofy, he will come in. And then you just learn. It's like we're learning every day, growing like a baby grows. Learn to make him Lord over every area of our lives. And we do that by reading our word, finding a translation that you understand. When you understand the word, you can do the word. You will hide the word in your heart first and foremost, that you will not sin against God, and then that you would observe to do it. You will identify, find a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching church, just like you look for a car, just like you look for a pretty dress, a suit, a pair of shoes. You will look for a church that is teaching the word of God, and God will know, let you know in your spirit that it is, where there are people of like-mindedness. How can they grow together unless they have like-mindedness? This will become your village, an extension of your natural family. And then you will have a spiritual parent, a man or woman of God, who will teach you the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you made that decision, it is a decision to invite Jesus into your heart. This morning, I want to be the very first person to welcome you into the family. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the family of God. Welcome into the kingdom of God. Your new life in Christ Jesus begins now. And the old man, some of the things you were doing, if you were cursing, you still might be cursing, yes and yes. If you're sleeping in somebody's bed that you shouldn't be sleeping in, you got to work all of that through, and he will help you. But your new life, because there is therefore no condemnation for you now who are in Christ Jesus, has begun. Link up with a Bible-believing church, people that can help you, walk alongside of you, and begin to move towards that abundant life that you are promised in John 10:10. On behalf of Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, I want to invite you to the website for information, detailed information about this awesome ministry. The website is lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. There's so much there. Every morning we meet at 6 a.m. There's Bible study that takes place. I know Apostle is doing on Facebook morning prayer, I believe, at 5 a.m. It's a plethora, which this means a whole lot of things, that the ministry is doing. And they invite you, if you don't have a church home, to consider becoming a part of their fellowship. And again, detailed information about what the ministry is all about. So again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. While we dismiss from each other, we never dismiss from his presence. Continue to decree and declare the word of God, which means just to pray, to say what the Bible says over you personally, over your family, over your neighbors, over your neighborhood, over community, in your workplace, in your business space, in your state, for the country, for the globe. I want to say, as I always say, everyone have a simply, simply amazing day in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
My God, be in all the wonder, consider all the world thou a hand had me. I see the stars, and I hear your rolling thunder. Land And